All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This episode has been inspired by a conversation that I had recently with a couple, and I saw a trend which I see very, very regularly, and lately more than ever, actually. Now, as an advisor, my job is to help people manage their money, and a big part of that is retirement. Now, this couple, we're going to call them Jan and Fred. Obviously, these aren't their real names. I don't have any clients called Jan and Fred. In fact, I don't think I've met anyone ever called Jan and Fred. I mean, I've met a Jan, I've met a Fred, but not a Jan and Fred. So, Jan and Fred have worked hard their whole lives. They used to have a business, and they also used to work in the public service, and were great savers their whole life. They've been very good at saving. They haven't really lived extravagant lifestyles and have successfully been able to raise three children who they're very proud of. They have grandchildren now. All three children are married, and they have, as I said, they've been great savers, and they've built up money in their superannuation, and a little bit outside superannuation as well. They've retired. They are in their early 80s, and they are quite upset, to be honest with you, because of the fact that their health is not amazing. They're not able to walk long periods of time. They're not able to lift things like bags, for example. And they have a lot of money left over in superannuation. Now, they don't expect to, you know, their health is good in that they don't have a short life expectancy. You know, their health is great from that perspective, and that they both feel they're going to last at least another 10 years. But their health isn't great, and they're not able to travel. They're not able to travel around the world. They're not able to travel around Australia, and they have a lot of money left in their superannuation. Now, initially, you might think, well, okay, well, that isn't too bad, really, is it, Michael? I mean, they're about to, you know, there's a chance they're going to live for at least another 10 years. They've got lots of money left in their superannuation. How is that an issue? And I'll tell you how it's an issue. Jan and Fred have regrets that they didn't spend money earlier in their lives, earlier when they initially retired, when they had the health to be able to travel, when they had the health to be able to walk around a country or a town for a long period of time, or to be able to carry their baggages on a plane when they had more energy. They regret not spending more money. They regret not being able to, as I said, to travel. They regret not being able to go and see other countries. Getting in a caravan and traveling around the country. That was actually Fred's dream of something that he always wanted to do. And the reason they didn't do these things, you might be asking, is because they were concerned that they would use up all of their retirement savings. They didn't know how much of their retirement savings they could use. They didn't know how much of it that they shouldn't touch. They didn't know how much of it they could touch. They weren't sure how long it was going to last them for. And as we were talking, one of the first things they said to me is, "I wish we did this way before we retired." Now, the reason I wanted to explain this story and share the story with you is because I do see this regularly, and this is a situation where, you know, without financial advice, a couple that's retiring, without figures, without projections, without someone talking to them and looking at the situation, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to have the confidence to know that you can spend X amount every year over the next 20 or 30 years. It's not an easy figure to just work out, to pluck out of the air. And there is a lot of maths that goes into it from our side of things. And now, you know, they're in a position where I'm thankful that they're speaking to an advisor and they're now seeking advice. But as I said, I wish they did it sooner. They wish they did it sooner, because if they had known that they would have had this much money left at this age, they would have wanted to spend it earlier. Now, as a financial advisor, when it comes to retirement, these are some of the things that we can help someone with. So, for example, a very typical situation is a client will come to me saying, "Hey, Michael, I've got 20 years till retirement, 10 years till retirement, 2 years till retirement, 2 weeks till retirement," for example, "and I'd like to know how much I can retire on. I'd like," or maybe they'll have a goal as to how much they'd want to retire on, "and I want the money to last me this many years. Or I want it to last until my life expectancy, for example. But I'd like to spend more in the first 10 years of retirement." Now, if I don't hear that last part, I sometimes suggest that if it's something that this person wants or this couple want. And I try to explore those goals and we discuss them together. And usually that is a goal that, you know, yes, we would like to spend more in the first 10 years because we want to travel around Australia. We want to travel overseas. We want to renovate the bathroom. We want to do more things around the place. We want to renovate our house. Maybe there's the goal to downsize, to sell a house and buy something else on the water, on the beach, closer to town. And, you know, spending a bit of money, renovating the place might get you a bit more when you sell the property. So there are many different types of goals that retirees have, so I don't want to just focus on travel, but it's a very good example because, as I said, I see it very, very regularly where anyone in general, not just retirees, they're too scared normally to spend money or to make decisions because they're not sure what that situation will look like. Now, we do very detailed projections as financial advisors, and while they're detailed and there's a lot that goes into these projections, a lot of time, a lot of effort, they're obviously not guaranteed either. There is no crystal ball. No one knows what markets are going to do. No one knows what a person's going to spend. I mean, living costs could increase. They could decrease. There could be emergency expenditure required. There's so many different things, right? So there's no crystal ball. But we put advice together to maximize potential opportunities and to make the most of a situation. Secondly, we make sure that a situation is appropriate for someone and their goals and their needs. And third of all, we do projections. And projections, as I said, while there is no crystal ball and nothing is guaranteed, they give you confidence because without something like that, you're just guessing. The whole point of advice and engaging an advisor is to help you as a retiree to make informed decisions. So that you know, because if you're not making informed decisions, you're guessing. And when you're guessing, things like this can happen. Where, as I said, you could be 80, turn back and think, wow, you know, I wish in the last 10, 20 years, we spent more money. I wish we traveled more. I wish we renovated. I wish we bought that caravan. I wish we did more things with it. The flip side is that something else can happen, which is you could run out of money. And I see this regularly as well, where a retiree couple will talk to me, and they've spent too much money. They've overestimated how much they could retire on per year because they haven't factored in cost of living increasing, inflation. They haven't calculated things properly. They haven't considered how the investments are set up, you know, what their money is invested in. And they end up spending too much money and they end up running out of funds well before their retirement, you know, well before their life expectancy age. And that they are then having to rely on the age pension, which may not be a bad thing, but if you can avoid that and have more options, then that's preferable. So if there's anything I'm asking today of you is to just think about what I've explained and to not be like Jen and Fred. Now, for the record, I did get permission off them to share this story and this experience. And of course, as I said, I haven't used their real names. But Jen and Fred now look back and wish they received advice. Jen and Fred look back and wish that they spoke to someone and were able to make an informed decision. Jen and Fred, you know, they, of course, you know, they've lived a great life and they've been happy since they retired. It's not like they've been unhappy, but they're now looking back and thinking, wow, like, you know, yes, they've worked hard their whole lives. They've raised children, grandchildren, business, work, they've saved, they've paid off their mortgage, they've done all these things. And they wish that they enjoyed their retirement a lot more and did a lot more things. Now, while money isn't everything, I'll be the first to say that. Health, relationships, there are so many other things that are much more important than money. It is a factor. And money is an enabler. Money enables you to do things. And if Jane and Fred had received advice, it maybe would have enabled them to do more things, to give, to donate money, to help others in the community, to help their family members more. So they would have had options. So I hope this has been informative, and I hope that you've learned something from it. Feel free to share it with someone that you think would benefit. Your parents. Do they need to listen to this episode? Do you have any friends? Do you have any family members? Anyone that you know that probably needs to listen to this? Because you'd be very surprised that most people do not receive advice on these things. Like, you might see a couple and you might think they know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. They've got it all sorted. But you'd be very surprised how many Aussies do not get advice and just make decisions based off guesses. In fact, a study was done recently, and the research showed that 2/3 of Aussies fear their retirement. They do not feel confident that they are going to retire comfortably. 2/3 of Aussies. Again, I hope this episode has helped. Feel free to touch base. And next time you're thinking about whether you need financial advice or someone you know needs it or not, just think of Jane and Fred.
Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.